ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
The Gemara, yes, is asking on Zevachim Dafman Beis Amid Aleph on Shittas Rish Lakish. That Rish Lakish was Machadish, that there's no man diyama that holds Mefaglim Bechatzi Mata. That even a mayor that says you could be Mefagel in. It's in the Mishnah Menachos by Klimetz and Lavona. Over there is Mishum Al Das Rishaynu Oisa. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from a brisa that it's the Pshan and Ramei is not Mishum Al Das Rishaynu Oisa, but because you mefaglim bechatzi mater. As what's the raya from the brisa? Because it says by Dam Anidnim Bifnim Kigoin Hazosh Yomakipurim Parkoim Mashiach Uparelam Dover. Ashna Braisim Pigal Bain Birishina Bain Bishniya Bain Bishlichus Abi Pigal the fear of mayor. As Mashma, even if you pigal in the Shainus without the Rishina, if you luhachi it's pigal the fear of mayor, Agamat's not Shaykh Adas or Rishina voice, as you see a mayor holds. Yemefaglim Bachatzi Mater. As what's Pshat in the Braisa? Pigal b'rishayna b'shniya u'b'shlishis. What does it mean? Azot the Karen Oira, you could have learned the Pashat Pshat, it means that the first Zrika, the second Zrika, and the third Zrika. The Mashal Erabayim b'shalash shal Yom HaKippurim, as it means 1, 2, 3 of the Zrikas of Yom HaKippurim. But Rashi over here, Menachos and Tevzayin Amar Aleph, says a different pshat. Rashi says Rishayna means the set of Zrikas that you do Lefnai Lefnim. Shniya means the set of Zrikas that you do on the Pareches. And Shlishish means the set of Zrikas that you do on the Mizbeach Hazov. Thus is Shitas Rashi. L'chayra, you could say that maybe that's only Shayich by Yom Kippur, where there's three sets, Mashengim by Primiyais, where there's only two sets, because you don't do in the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's not Shayich this Loshen. So Shailas, how to read the Braisa. Evshenochinami, this part of the Braisa is only going by Yom Kippurim. And the Karen Iris says that's a daichik because we were pasuk by all three of them. It's mashma that enochinami by the other three you can have rishayna shniya v'shlishis. It's okay, but you'll have a rishayna v'shniya. The shlishis you'll just have by yom kippurim. Lefi Rashi, b'zok the Karen Iris in the end of the sugya. Lefi zeh you'll have a big raya from this gemara. To an akudash and a stavku by Gdaili Rabbi Seinu. Hainu, in the Sugi and Yuman, Dav Samach Aleph is Mavur in many places in Shas, that by Avodas Yom Kippurim, if it's Nishbach Adam, you could shech the second para. As the Shaila is, what about by Chatas Apnimius? If it's Nishbach, could you shech the second paras? There's a diuk. We only find it in Shas by Yom Kippurim. Maybe in Enochinami, you could do it by all Chatois Apnimius. Well, no, it's only a din in Yom Kippurim. Azok the Karen Oira, that from this Gemara, you have a raya that it's a din all over. Why? Because one of the Terutzim, one of the Mahalchim to explain this Gemara, is it brings the memra that you of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin kigoin shepigel b'shchita the chad matahu, and the Gemara is that by dam you can't say it because by dam you have the memra of Elazar and Reb Shimon that when you bring a second par imakim shepasak misham hu maschil. As Mavur Nagamara, the Pshat in this Braisa is this brace is going, even in a tzir, when we mokum shepasak, shamu maschel. As it's before that you could bring two parim and pashas, the brace is not only going, by yoyim ha-kippurim. As be'emes, does zaraya to the yigvur sari, and yuman daf samach aleph in that miluim, that he names on that this din is actually by all korbanis primim, all chatas primim. However, the Brisker Rav argues, and the Brisker Rav says, we only find it in Shas and Yom Kippurim. Mechates, you could say it by all avoidis pnimiyim, chattis pnimiyim. I watch Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means once there's one chattis pnimi that you find, that you could split the par and one zrikas choshev, asu adin bekulam. Be'emes is gvaldiga dikduk in Rashi that way. As Rashi starts off, when he brings down Dibri HaMasro, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he says that the Dinner Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is by Chattis HaPnimiyim, Mashmi is going by all Pnimiyim. But then he continues and he says, what's the reason why? Because you could bring another par, and he says, by the Pnayu Pnim. Why is he speaking about Pnayu Pnim? That's only by Yom HaKippurim. Mashma the Hechsher of a different par is only by Yom HaKippurim. As the brought the Pasha, the Pshat, and the Gemara would have been Mashma that way, but Rashi is Meduyik like the Brisker of Toif. It's just as a Zaitik and Eden. But let's come back to the Gufa Sugya. The Gufa Sugya, according to Rashi, the Gufa Sugya is Mavur. That what's Pigol ben Rishayna ben Shniya ben Shlishis, according to Rashi over here, it's going when the Rishayna is the first group of Dam, and Kodshe Kodshim, Shniya is Ala Pireichus, and Shlishis is on Mizbeach Hazov. Mitzarech Bir. Why did Rashi not learn like the Poshet of Pshat? That means Zika Rishayna, Zika Shniya, Zika Shlishis. Tosis over here, and the two Divri HaMasros could go in. The first Tosis and the third Tosis is also Mavur, like Rashi. Mitzaruch Bir, why didn't Tosis learn, like, and Rashi learn, like this Pashat Pshat? Because over here we don't find the Hesber and the Rishonim. However, in Tosis and Menachos and Daf Tezayin, Tosis does handle this. He makes the Diak in Rashi, and he explains Rashi, that Rashi holds that it's not shaykh to be mefagel in one zrika of the set of seven, because that's even less than mefagel b'chatzi matzah. Mefagel b'chatzi matzah is when each one is an avoida b'fnei atzmai. But over here, when you're doing one out of the seven, that's not even a chetzi matzah, that's less. And Taisis brings a raya from the Gemara on Mem Beis Amid Beis. Gemara asks, the Gemara says in Zarek Bifnim Pasol, if you do this Rikus in of the Koche Kochim B'machshavis Pigol, Ki Zarek Behechol Havim Maya Balma. As why does the Gemara only ask Maya Balma on the Hechol, not on the rest of the Rikus that you're doing by the Kodesh Kodoshim? Zoktais is muchach that it's all one big zrika. As what's the pshat? As why if it's one big zrika, it's not shayach psul? As Taisis brings a garaya from the Gemara and daf lamed in zvachim that you can't be choishiv in a chetzi choimis because it's not a davim esuyim. So what then over here? You can't be choishiv in one out of the zayin zrikas because it's not a davim esuyim. Because it's even a bigger chsarin than chatzi matas. Everyone's made over here. You can't be mafagel. Okay. As kum techois, we have a pshat in Rashi and Taisis. The Gemara says, Rishayna shniya shlishis. Rashi says, Rishayna means the set of Kodesh Kadashim. Shniya means the set on the Pareches. Why didn't Rashi learn Rishayna Shniya and Shlisha? This means Zrika 1, 2, and 3. As we have a Tosis in Menachos that explains because you can't be mefagel on 1, 2, 3 alone. I will go according to the man, the yom mefaglim b'chatzi mater, but it has to be something shalem, of a chelik of a davar shalem, that he holds you can't be mefagel. And Taisa over there winds up a question on this yisai from Akhtaris Shumshim. The Maisa, the Karen Oira by us, and the Briska Rav say that on Taisvis, by us, Amen Beis, Taisvis is Cholik on Taisvis and Menachas. Why? Because Taisvis and Menachas brings the big riot of Rashi from the Hemshech of the Sugya. That the Gemara in the Hemshech of the Sugya is that if you did a Zrika with a Machshavis Pigel when you were Zayrik on the Kodesh Kadoshim, as when you're mazin the Pereches, it should be Maya Balma. As Taisus brought a right to Rashi, why does the Gemara say Heichol? The Gemara should have said the second Zrika you're doing by the Kodesh Kadoshim is Maya Balma. But Taisus, Amen Beis, by us, asks the question, and Taisus says another Teretz. Taisus doesn't answer like Taisus and Menachas. As Vais Tachais, Taisus by us, is Cholik on the side of Taisus in Menachas. However, there's a little bit of a stira. Hare Taisus Amen Beis, is Mavur not like Taisus in Menachas, yet Taisus Amen Beis, Amen Aleph in two Taisin, the Ramasal Kigoins, both of them, the first and the third Taisus, still learns like Rashi, that Rishina means the set of the Rishina, and Shnia means the set of the Shnia. As Vais Tachois, that Taisvis Enochinami is Cholik on the Raya of Taisvis from Menachas from Embeis Amid Beis. And Taisvis holds that you don't have a Raya from that Sugya. But on the Etzim Yisoid of Taisvis from Menachas, Taisvis still holds up. And so you have to say, it's Taka Big Chiddush. That's the big nakuda that we buy, that Taisus and Menachas buys from Rashi by us in the Gemara and Amid Beis, that even according to the Mandiyam of Afaglam B'chatzi Mater, but Amol there's a Zrika that's even less than a Chatzi Mater. And that's by the Mem, the 43 Zrikas. If you do one out of the 43, that's even less than a Chatzi Mater. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Oyla Shleim and Menachas Tezayin, they ask on Taisus and the Gemara Mem Aleph Amid Beis. And the Gemara over there was going on our Mishnah of Chatis Pnimi, and the Gemara says it's Shayach the Din of Mefaglam Bechatzi Mater over there. L'chayre, if you say when you need a bunch of Zrikas that are Ma'akvis, as then the halacha is that it's even less than a chatzi mater, as over there it should be less than a chatzi mater. Yet the Gemara over there is mafur that it's called a chatzi mater. Thus is the Grace of Shiloh of Rabbi Kiveya, the Eile Shloima. As the Eile Shloima Menachas and the Briska Rav say, the Vais Tachois, that which Taisus says that Amol, one Zrika, is less than a Chatzi Mater, is only by Yom Kippurim, but by the other Chatzis Apnimi, it's not. But what's the Hezver, the Inyan? That is a Chiluk between the Oyla Shleim and the Briska Rav. The Oyla Shleim says that any time you're handling Zrika's Anam is Beach, being that it's shayich to have a mizbeach that has one zrika behechsher, as always one zrika is choshev, as it's always called a chatzi mater. It's never called a dovashen a mesuyim a chatzi avoide, because on the mizbeach zrika achas is choshev. It's machaper on the chitzayni. As the fidaj is shleima, the chilek is between zrika's on a mizbeach And Zrikas on Bein Abadim Upereiches, the Klal of Tosis and Menachos is only going on Bein Abadim Upereiches. The Griz is Miyashe Boif and Achel, that the Klal of Tosis and Menachos is only on Yom Kippur. Because over there the Minyan is Mitzad, over there there's a Din Minyan. As the Minyan is Mitzarev, it's Zrika Achas. By Shah Pnimius, where there's no minion, the Gam on Yom Kippur, what you do on the Mizbeach Achitz, and you're not Moina the Zrikas, as then it's not called the Zrika Achas, it's not a din in the Zrika. It's a din in the Korban, the Rizkrov says, Vinishvi, it's not, it doesn't, there's no din that it's less than a Chatzi Mater. Now, we just want to be Madgish, after all the Terutzim, from the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base, which is going on the Mishnah on Lamed Vav. The Mishnah is going by all Chatois HaPnimius, including Yom Kippur. As you'll have to say, that which the Gemara was handling Chatzi Mate was going by Shar HaPnimius, not on Yom Kippur and these Zayfanim. Okay. So Chiddush. Okay, as thus is the Shita of Mepfagnim Bechatzim Mater, the Chiddush of Rashi over here, and the Hezbir of Tais Benachas, what's called a Chatzim Mater, and what's called less than a Chatzim Mater. Rashi Shita is only when you do the whole set together, that's called a Chatzim Mater, because you have to do more sets. Shita's Taisis is, and that's Shita's Rashi and Taisis, and Benachas. Okay, now let's move on in the Gemara. The Chachamim Oimrim Ein Boi Pigel Ad Sheyefagel B'chol HaMater. As Pashtus, it means that you have to be Mefagel in all 43 on Yom HaKippurim and 11 of by Parkoim Mashiach and Parielim Dover. That would be the Pashtus of Pshat. Freg the Chazayin Ish and Simen Yud Beis, that Arei on Yom Kippur you bring a Par and a Seir. It's two different carbon that there's no tziruf b'neiim. As why should the avoid of the par be totally on the avoid of the seir? It's two different avoidas. As ekter, what the chachamim mean, ad sheyefagel b'chol hamater, they mean b'chol hamater of the par l'chod and b'chol hamater of the seir l'chod. The Brisker Rav was Deichel Agamri this shot. How could you learn the Brisa that way? The Brisa says, B'chol HaMater, and the Brisa just says, that the Mater is all 43. Deichel Godel. Aye, what do you do with the Shaila, the Chazainish? Why is it one Mater? There's a Par and there's a Seir. As from here, the Brisker Rav by this big Yisoid, that the Chatzi Mater is Mitzad the Avoidus Hayoyim, not Mitzad the Korban. If it was mitzad the korban, as the Chazainish is asking, good, there's two korbanos, there's par seir. But if the chatzi mat is mitzad the avoidus ayoim, as there's one avoidus ayoim, which is 43 zrikas altogether, you do it with a par and a seir, the seder, but klapi the avoidus ayoim, it's mitzarev to one big zrika. As the mailet still could be called a chatzi mat. Okay, now let's come back to the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara asks that over here you see Ramei holds you mefagel and chatzi mater because Ramei holds you could be mefagel in the Rishonei Levad and the Shnei Levad. As you could see, you could be mefagel in a chatzi mater. As the Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav and Nochamai and Skino and Kigoyin Shepigel b'shchita. We're not talking about Yumafagel in the Zrika, Ela Yumafagel in the Shchita. B'nech Luku Rashi, and Rabbeinu Shmuel and Taisis, what's Pshan in the Gemara. Rashi learns, Yumachashav Stam, a regular Machashav, a Pigel B'shashchita, and you aren't Choshev on the Zrika's B'chlal. The Shita is Vavias, that the Mashmois of the Braise is the Pigel's in the Zrika, because it's talking about the Zrika's. Because that's the Echer Rabbeinu Shmuel, that he wants to learn that you machashev in the Srika, on the Shchita with the Machsheva Srika. Dainu Pigal, there's always two things. The Avoidi Yemefagalin and what you're Choshev on. As Rashi learns, the Avoidi Yemefagalin is the Shechita, whatever Machshavas Pigal you want. Rebbeinu Shmuel learns the Avoidi Yemechashev is in the Shechita, but it has to be a Machshavas Rika. That's what the Sugi is talking about. Okay, so let's learn the Gemara Lefi both Shitas. We'll start off with Shitas Rashi. We'll see the different Chidushim in Rashi. Now we'll move on to the way Rabbeinu Shmuel learns the Sugya. As Rashi learns, the Yishuv is even though all 43 Zrikas are Nechshav L'chatzi Mater, because you need all the Zrikas, of the Sugya is talking about when you mafagel in the Shechita. And it's not Nechshav L'chatzi Mater, even though you have to be Sheichet Kama Parim. But still, it's not called a chatzi mater. In fact, the Sfas Emes, what's the chilik between Shechita and Zrika? Just like by Zrika, because you need 43, it's called a chatzi mater. As by Shechita, when you need two parim, the two parim should be called a chatzi mater. As the Sfas Emes is miyashiv ayin sham, velulei dvarav nira, that by Shechita, it's Efshalasa is the whole Avoida from one par. Betzim, you don't have to make two Shechitas parim. Because Gradovi, we're talking about a Tzir of Nishbach. As Kimen Shekain, the Shechita is always called an Avoida b'fnei Atzmai. Masha'enkin by Zrikas, you always have to do Mem Gimel Zrikas. As I bezei, that's why it's called a Chatzi Mater. Okay, so Lefi Rashi, we're talking about the pigles in the Shechita. The pigles not in the Zrikas. In fact, the Gemara, the obvious question is Lefi Zeh, why is the Chachamim Choylik? Meaning, Bishleim, if the pigles in the Zrika, as the old Eim of Faglim, Bechatzi Mater. Or if the pigles in the Shechita, it's not only on Chatzi Mater. It's what's Pshan in the Chachamim. As the Gemara says, the Chachamim hold like Rebbe Eliezer. As the Gemara's Madama, the din of Rebbe Lazar, which is talking about Avoidus Chutz, to the din of Pigel. As what's this Dimion? L'chor, it's two different dinim. As Rashi's Mefarash, the Dimion, the Shitasai, that just like over there, you could be Makter Chelik of the Koimitz. Yet still, if you're Makter Chelik B'chutz, you're not Chayiv. As you see, it doesn't have a shame as Voida, Achi Yasa Kol Mashatzarech. As Uadin, Lekabe Avoid is Pigel, even though you could be Shaychit Chad Para, Avakivan Shabisiya Zeh, where the dam was Nishbach, you need Kol HaParis, as until you do Kol the Paris, it's called a Chelik of the Avoida, Chetzi Avoida, it's not called the whole Avoida, only when you Shecht all the Paris, it's called a whole Avoida. As the Lashon of Rashi is, you can't be mafagal in a chatzi avoida. Then it's a naya klal, not a vote of chatzi mate, no chatzi avoida. As being that you have to shecht a bunch of parim, each par is called a chatzi avoida. So it's not shaykh to be mafagal. And the mokka to the musig of chatzi avoida is shita sibul lazar, papi avoida is chutz, that you see whatever you need, if you need to be makter everything, as until you do everything, it's called a chatzi avoid. There's no chiv chutz. It's who had been over here. Does the Mahalik of Rashi is the sheet in Oizvav, yes, on Rashi. What's the Rai from Koimitz? Over there, Miuta is Makiv Ruboy. As until you makted the whole thing, you're not Yoitza the whole mitzvah. Mashenkin Bishchita, if you do one par without a Nishbach, it's kosher. Rashi holds, okay, there is a chilik, but once we're just bringing a raya to the etzem musig, that it's shayach to have something that you could be makter b'fnei atzmai, and it's not called an avoyde shleima until you do the whole thing. This is what they know over here, but echinam it's mishum a different tam. Okay, that's the shayl and the sheet on Rashi and the yishuv. The brisker ravi has another shayl on Rashi. He doesn't understand the Rashi, being that every par is a carbon bifnei atzmai. Why do you look at it as an avoida achas? Even though you need a tzir of ben azrikas, That's only mishum davoides ayoyim. Hamitzad ha-korban kol par is a korban b'fnei atzmai. As nearer, this is the brisker of l'shitosai that we saw on Lamed Tes Amid Beis. The Tosis is, you should learn the Zrikas Amaka b'yom kippurim yishav parim pnimim. And Briskerov says, stay dina nefronim. By the shar chates apnimim, the ikav is mitzad the korban. By yom kippur, it's mitzad avoides ayoyim. He brings a raya, because you could bring a paracha. But we saw Tosis. Yes, you should learn that Yom Kippur from the Shah Mashma. The Ikov is the same. In the Makor of Tosis, we saw is the Gemara and Daf Mem, which is Mashma. You could learn that one from the other one. Right, what do you do with the Brisker of Zraya? As we saw over there, that's Misfaris Husker and the Brisker of himself, as it said, that maybe the Parasheni is called Ashlama to the Pararishan, meaning it's one shame carbon, a par yom kippur. Betzim, you could do it with one par. Over here was nishbach, as you have to bring another par. As you're kilu continuing the first par. As lefize Rashi is good. Sai Tosis over there, and Sai Rashi over here, luchari will be very gishmak if you learn that the when you're bringing a second par, it's a hemshach to dash the carbon, not a naya carbon. Mainly that's why it's called Chatzi Avoido over here. Oh. What's the maskon of the Gemara Lefi Rashi? The Gemara is Doiche, no. As far as Rebbe Loz is only by Koimitz. But by Domim, he's Moide Shekol Zrikas Nechshev Lavoida Vifnei Atzmai. That's the Shittas Rashi in the Sugya. The Rebbeinu Shmuel has a different word. He learns the teretz of the Gemara is pigel b'shash shchita, kavanei shechisha b'shash shchita al azrika. And the teretz is that there's rakach son of chatzi mater when you mafagel in an avoida that's a chatzi mater. Matna kishechoyshev an avoida which is a chatzi mater, then there's no problem of chatzi mater. As in this Rabbeinu Shmuel, you see Kama Chidushim Le'inyin Pigel. You see that you could be Machashiv on the Matonis that you're Oisim Bifnim, on the Matonis that you're Oisim on the Bein Abadim. Freg the Eilu Shloima, the Gemara in Yud Gimel says that you have to be Machashiv either on Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach. When you're Zayrik on Bein Abadim, you're not doing on either. As the Eilu Shloima says, Vayis Techois, you just need Achilas Kvoya, not Achilas Mizbeach. We already saw the Minchas Avram brought the Brisker Rav, that brings the Raya from here to Yisoid Reb Chaim, that in Zrika is different. Zrika, the Pigul, is when Yechishav on Avoida, not Mishum the Achila. As a Moshe, the son of Reb Chaim, was Moisef, when Mishum Zeh, you have to be Choshev al Kol HaZayin Zrikas, like it's Meduyik in the Gemara. If it was Mishum Dachila, one Zrik is also Nachila, but if it's Mishum Davoida, Davoida is Ayedei Kol HaZayin Zrikas. As the Gemara asks, my time of the Chachamim, why do they hold you have to be choishev al kol azrikas? This is mazbe the shayla. It's nishtarga for machshav on shrikas shirayim. You're not thinking on kol avoides adamas. Who had in a chilek of the zrikas? As the Gemara answers, they hold like Rebbe Loza, just like Rebbe Loza sold ad shenasa kol avoides in a chayev b'chutz. Who had in a chishev al chilek me azrikas ain't a mefagel. As Bishleim Lefishi Dis Rashi, that the Shaila is the Shaila and the Avoides Ashchite. If it's one Avoide, all three Parim together, or it's a separate Avoide, each one, as it's good, the Raya from over there, it's called one Avoide, even if you could be Makdil Lechud. Of according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, that we're talking about Yechishev al Azrikas, what does it have to do with Chutz? As the Chayyur from over here is Nachar Raya to Reb Chaim, the Pigel and the Zrika is in the Avoidus HaZrika. As I bezei, it's talion chutz. What has a shame of avoido who adin the machshava? As a shame of it is tali that if you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, that only when you do the whole thing it gets a shame of avoido. So adin when you machashim on the zrika, you have to do all of them. Because if it would be tali on the achilas mizbeach, it shouldn't be tali on all of them. Okay. As thus is the Mahalach of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovin to be Miyashu the Braisa Pigol Bishchita, and the Mahalach of the Gemara Lefi Rashi, the Mahalach of the Gemara Lefi Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Gemara is Doiche Shita with the Kasha. And the Maskana of the Gemara is Ravashi's Terechach of Mayaskin Goncha Pigol Bishchina Bishniyu Bishlishis. What do you say over here? You don't say Koloi Saldasa Rishainu Asa Kamash Malan, you do Vitzarachion. Dasa Rishainu Oisa is when you did something without a machshava. But over here, if you mafagol and the Rishainu Shniya and Shlishis, as you did everything with a machshava spiegel, is what you need a Dasa Rishainu Oisa. Void. What's the time of the Chacham Netzchelik? As what's Pshan in the Gemara? As the Rishainu Mhandel. As Rashi says, it means in the Revius, Loi Choshev Bepigel. He only thought in Rishayna Shniya Shlishis, and he didn't think in the Revius. It's a Nafkamina, it's Klapi the Revius. If you say, Aldasa Rishayna Oisos. Who's this Revius? Where's this Revius? Zogt Rashi, there's only Zogt Rashi, it's talking about Tira Shal Mizbeach. Dainu on the Mizbeach Azov, there's two kinds of Zrikas. There's Zrikas on the Kronos and Zrikas on the Teroi. Ashlishis is the Kronos and Revius is on the Teroi, on the Gag. In the Mukkah of Rashi, that it's called a different kind of Zrikas in the Gemara Mem Beis Amid Beis. When the Gemara brings down Rabbah, it says Mishkachas Bedalet Parim Tzarechian. There are only three sets of Zrikas. Where's number four? As Rashi over there says also means Torah Shal Mizbeach L'Shitasag. As Kilu Rashi's Machadish that the Zrikas on the Mizbeach Azov is Machalik to two sets. There's a set on the Kronos and a set on the Tara Shal Mizbeach, the Gaga Mizbeach. Tosis is Cholek on Rashi, and he brings a raya from Yuma that you don't look at it as two separate sets. Bain what you're doing on the Gaga Shal Mizbeach, bain what you're doing on the Kronos, it's all called Kapara Achas. If Dailim remembers, we saw on Lamed Ches, the Tosis learns the Gemara Yes in the Tzir of Chetzi Lamayla, Chetzi Lamata, from the Mizbeach, the Zrikas on the Mizbeach Azov, as Tosis learns, it's asking, because a chelik you do on the Kronos, and a chelik you do somewhere else on the Mizbeach, and Rashi learned not that way. So Rizkarov said, Tosis l'shitasa, that it's all one big kapara, as you could ask chetzi l'mayla, chetzi l'mat, and Rashi l'shitasa, that learns it's two different kaparas, he learns the Gemara over there differently. Okay, so that's the first mahalach. I mean, if you mafagel rishayna shliyas, shniyah and shlishis, as what warrant you mafagel? As Rashi's mahalach, you could have a new kat, a new set of zrikas. What is that? On the Tara Shal Mizbeach. And Taisis choylek that it's not a new set, it's nichlal. Rashi and Menochis is gorgeous because of this question, that the Gemara means you piggle on the rishayna and shniyas. He's not quite Rishlishis. And Taisis over here, Taisis Mefarish, another Pshat, he learns the Revius is not the Tairish Al Mizbeach, but the Revius is Shvichas Hashiraim. He learns when the Gemara Membeis Amebeis says you have to bring another part, it's Mishum Shvichas Hashiraim, being that it's Ma'akiv. Because you have to have a machsheves pigel. And Rashi holds that even though Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akiv, but it's still called an avoida acheres. It's not goyim that the Rishon should be a chatzi mate. Yeah, if it's tali yishvicha, when it's maka, it becomes a chilek of the zrika, and if shanat, type. Okay, so those are the three mahalchim in the Gemara. Either pigul rishon shniyah v'shlishis v'loy b'tiro shel mizbeach, or loy b'shvicha shashirayim, that's tesis. And Rashi in Menachos says you just got your rishon and shniyah and not shlishis. Okay, as that's the final way of getting out of it. But the Gemara asks on that. It's not mashma that you're doing all of them, Rishayin, Shni, and Shlishis at the same time. It says, Bein, Bein, Ktani, Kosha. It's in Achinami, it's a Kosha on Rish Lakish. Freg the Gemara, Nayashayla. Amamar, Remei, Amapigal, Vachayam, Lo Kodis, Mikli Kodis, Lem, Bechai, Vachikrubu, Kol, Matir, Dom, Markatzos, Kosha, Kachatzos, Posel, Markatzos, Kosha, Achikrubu, Kol, Matir, Avatzos, Posel, Achikrubu, Kol matiriv, or kiven the chisha bay bifnim sula. It's command lo yada dami ki yada madi beicha mayel baalma hu. As in this Gemara, you see kama nekudas. The Gemara is asking that being that you did it b'machshavas pigol, adashar azvikas akamaya baalma hu. As the oile shloim v'menachos tezayin amid beis and the achiyez and chilek beis simen chav zayin say that l'chayr from this gemara you could be poishet the famous chakir of the Mishnah Lamelech in Psulei HaMikdash in Perik Yud Ches halacha zayin he said this dike chakir he clears in the din of Yakrov and Matirov is it a din dafka in the pigol then until you Yakrov who call Matirim there's no din of pigol. There's no chiyuv karis, but the psul is chal before. Oh no, it's not nifso b'chlal. He says nafkamina is if you eat the basa before your makrov kol maktirov. If you like a mishum alava v'achilis kotshim b'psul. As luchayir from Agamari, you see even before your yakrov kol maktirov, it's pasul. Where do you see it in the Gemara? As near this two diyukim and one hechrach from the toichina inyan. The diyuk is number one, the lashon of the Gemara. Michti karis loy mechayiv ad sheyakrav umatirav. Meduyik in the Gemara that the din of yakrav ukol matirav is the din in the karis. Beis, the Gemara says, kiven the choshev lay bifnim psula. The lashon of the Gemara is mashma that it's nifsal miyad. Void is a raya from the toichen inyan, because what's the Gemara's shayla? Being that it was nifsal already, as the shahr is maya ba'alma, bishlem if the psul was chal, then it's good why the shahr is maya ba'alma. If the psul wasn't chal yet, why is the shahr maya ba'alma? As l'chayra bein diukim from the lashon, bein from the toichen inyan is muchach that the psul is chal first. Zayin Sham, the Mishnah Melech doesn't bring a Gemara, the Falpul back and forth, ways of getting out of the Gemara. So the Pashas of the Gemara is Mashma that way. Okay. As the Brisker of Stenzel brings Reb Chaim, that he asks an interesting question. The Lashon, the Gemara is asking, being that there's already a Psula Pigol, Azim Kain, it's not called Yakrivu Kol Matirov. Asfek Reb Chaim, so what does the Gemara say? Kiven de Choshebe Bifnim Psula, Kimandeloi Odi Domi, Kihoda Maya Beichel Maya Baumu de Kodi. What does the Gemara have to say? The problem is you didn't do the Zerika Bechlal. The Gemara should just say, being that it's possible, it's not called Yakrivu Kol Matirov. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So why does the Gemara have to say that the psul makes it? It's not ki'ilu yizarek b'chlau. Isn't that Reb Chaim wants to say that the Rishonim over here is that by every pigul it's posul and still it's called hatzos kosher. Why is over here different? Azok Reb Chaim, that's what the Gemara is coming to answer, the shayla the Rishonim. That if it's stam a psul ba'alma, avad yisei kartzosh kosher, that's the gzeris hakosev. When there's a psul, a afilu achi, it's called Yakrivu Kol Matirav. But over here the Gemara is asking, it's not stam psul. There's a din that the zrikas have to be beseder. You first have to do bein abadim, and then you do the pereichas. As frag the Gemara, if the bein abadim were done with machshavas pigol, as imkain, it's ki'ilu you're doing the pereichas first. And thus is kimaya ba'alma. As Lefiza, the Gemara is asking, it's Shaloi Keseda, you're doing the Zrika Shaloi Keseda, and that there's no Gzeris Akosov of Artsos Psul. As it's a Sheina Einfall, Ein somehow is mad with the whole Gemara, Lefiza. Abba Reb Chaim is coming to argue, Bein on Rashi, Bein on Taisis. That's Mshaila Reb Chaim, it's Shaloi Keseda, the Sheet in Ashmatis, and Menachos already dance and says, a Yishuv Ein Shom. Shaila is, how is Rashi and Tosis, how are they going to learn the Lashon of the Gemara? Spelam Divrei Reb Chaim, near Rashi himself, Grada says Pshat in the Gemara. He answers Reb Chaim's question. Rashi, we asked the Kasha, that why is a Cholek from Kol Pigol? As Enved Rashi, over there was Choshev in the whole, Chishev in the whole Avodah. Now Avodah Acher is like Chishev Chal. It's Exeris HaKosev, that's called the Hatzah. Aval over here in the same avoide chatzi did b'machshavas pigel and chatzi loy as I bezei there's no tzirah between the two chatzis as I bezei it's keilu you did chatzi avoide behechshav and chatzi avoide b'psul a chatzi avoide is not kosher as lefi Rashi does mean the Gemara a chatzi avoide does heis nishkin zrika b'chlal. As I know, Chinami, if it was stam posel, as that you have hatzos kosher, hatzos posel. As the Gemara is asking over here, is a hechredin, it's stam apsul. Now the word is because chetzi was of one avoida, was done with a machshavas pigel, and chetzi was done without a machshavas bechlal, it's mechalek da avoida in half. As the half avoida, das heishnishkin avoida. As it say Gishmak, why the Gemara says Maya Ba'alma. Okay. As the main needin in the Rishonim is on this Shaila, that how could the Gemara over here, why is the Gemara over here asking that it's Maya Ba'alma? Why is it different than other places where there's a Machshavas Pigel and we don't ask Maya Ba'alma? Why Bedafka over here? Does the Gemara ask, it's Maya Ba'alma? Oh. As Rashi answers that, look, we saw that when you do a whole avoid with the Machshavas of Pigel and everything else, not, it's Exeris Akosiv. But over here, in one avoid you did a Chelik with the Machshava, one and a Chelik Loi, it's Machalik the avoid in half. That's Rashi's Mahalik. There have been a Tam. At the end of Taisus, Divrei HaMasel Ki Madi, the big first Taisus, says a different chilek. Is a chilek if you're doing avoiding the same makom or not. Nahainu, when is there Exeris HaKosev? When all the avoid is in the same makom, as then there's Exeris HaKosev that we're machsha. But over here, where you're doing a chelik of the zrikas in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and a chelik of the zrikas in the Heichol, as a bazei, even though there's a gzeris akosev to be machsha the zrika in the Kodesh Kedoshim that you machash a pigol in, but in the zrikas in the Heichol is different. L'chari, he means the fact that it's in a different makom is kilu you made a naya aschol, it's a different avoide. And that wasn't said the gzeris akosev of Achos Kosher. So if he said that Taisis is Miyashiv, why does the Gemara ask Maya Ba'alma only on the Heichel? Why didn't it ask in the second Zrik of the Kodesh Kadashim? So Taisis, the fear of Benetam is doch gewaldig, because the whole Shaila of Maya Ba'alma is only when you're starting on a different Makam. Okay. Another Shaila Rashi is, is the Gemara asked this Kasha Bedavkan Rameya? Rodzi Mefaglim Bechatzi Mater. Frek Rashi, The Gemara could have asked this shaila on the Chachamim. That hold Ein Mefaglim Bechatzi Mater also. That Lemaisa was Kvar Nifsol. As once it's Nifsol, how is it Shaykh Pigol? As Taisis and Divriya Masl Ki brings down the shaila of Rashi. And he answers that according to Rabbanan, it holds Mefaglim Bechatzi Mater. Ein Mefaglim Bechatzi Mater. It's not Nifsol, Ashiyasu Kol Azrikas. And here the be in this machloikis is doch zeh geschmack. Toises l'shitaso yondaf memalef amid beis divra maslo mimai. We saw that Toises holds that according to the Magni Amei Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, frek Toises mevu in the Gemara it's posel, I in the Gemara Mesachim it's kosher, Toises answered. But the Veis Tuchois is a psul der Rabbanon. Us kum Tuchois mit der Reise, da void is kosher. As I would say, Tosis doesn't understand the shaila of Rashi, because according to the man, the Amei Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, the psul midaraisa is not chal until you yakrivu kol matirov. But Rashi lishitasa, Rashi in the Mishnah Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Rashi is mavur. That Rashi holds that even according to the man, the Amei Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, it's only klape the chorus, but the psul daraisa is chal mei kara. Say b'zei Rashi had shred the shayla even according to Rabbanon. As Rashi had the answer even according to Rabbanon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.